Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Love and Relationships here on 1380 WAOK. I am the Queen of Love, Amanda Cooper. And yes, today we're talking about them confessions, baby. We're talking about infidelity when love turns into lies. In the studio with me today, we have a private investigator. Yes, it goes down in a DM and he finds out. We have Todd Redding. He's a private investigator and owner of Property Investigations. We also have award-winning author Ms. Casey Mills. She's written thousands of number one bestsellers about cheating and infidelity. We also have the host of In the Streets, Ms. Tina B. and Mr. Outley. Why people cheat? We'll start with you, Casey.
Truthfully, today I feel like people cheat because it's the culture. There, you know, monogamy is so rare these days, and society basically makes it okay and allows it to be okay. They give you so many avenues for it. So it's almost like the monogamy part of it is that's the thing that people aren't striving for. They're trying to see how many and how far I can go. So I'd say the culture right now is what's driving all the cheating.
What do you guys say? What are your thoughts about cheating? Have you guys ever cheated in a relationship or been cheated on?
Yes.
She's like, duh, yes, both and both.
I'm still looking for them now. But I just think it's opportunity. It's so easy now with social media and all that. It's just so easy to find people and meet people. Before, you had to actually wait to get to that place again before you meet someone. If you saw them one time, you're like, oh, will I ever see them again? But now you just go on social media, get in their DMs, and you're hooking up. So it's just easy access.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Outley? What do you think? Are you a cheater?
I have before. I've cheated before. I've been faithful before. I've been cheated on. But really, it comes down to just one thing. It's because they want to. Regardless of what the cause is, whether the opportunity, whether the money, they make a choice. Because you make a choice to go into someone's DMs. You can see attractive people all the time. Regardless, everything else to me is an excuse. They cheat because they want to. It's really just that simple.
So, guys, what are some of the signs? Now, Todd, you are a private investigator. You do this all day, every day for multiple clients. Tell us some of the signs that you see that people should know in advance, consistently, that you see when they're cheating.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's a disconnect. So anything that we can disconnect from, you know, we use our phones. It's easy to turn to the phone and shove our face into it and start Facebooking, whatever. Not necessarily that we're cheating on that, but we're taking away our private time from our spouse or from our partner. So, you know, you see signs such as a change in wardrobe, a change in music genre. It could be different perfume or cologne. It can be a different in the type of food. But some of the more obvious may be leaving to work much earlier than what they were accustomed to leaving or coming home late. Those are some of the more obvious signs. And staying tethered to your phone because the phone battery has died. And in the past, you never really cared as much about your phone, but you're standing over there and your phone's plugged in. That's what happened to my former wife. She was just tethered to the wall over there and couldn't stay off the phone and was getting up at 4 a.m. and she was an 8 a.m. type of a person. So those signs started showing up and became more obvious.
Wow. I never thought about getting up early. I know staying home late, but getting up early is a sign that I never would have even thought about. Phone, of course, perfume as well. That's interesting. Different clothes, I guess. Clothes. But music genre, that's interesting. Why would you say that? Is that something you've seen consistently?
Well, again, it's about connection, communication, right? We can fail to communicate or we can achieve by communicating. So if you find a partner, you're wanting to connect with them. They're going to want to take women, for example. So usually if they find a good enough man today, you know, the guy's going to set up the date and take him out to dinner. So it's going to be his choice of food. And so hopefully, you know, the woman is going to take up an interest in eating the same similar types of food or listening to the same type of music. Maybe they weren't accustomed to that in the past before, but having spent some time with this other affair partner has, for lack of a better term, benefited them in exposing them to different music or different clothes or different smell, different food.
Interesting. So it's kind of like they're introduced to something new and they kind of start testing it out and experimenting and enjoying it more. Mm.
The change is good.
Yeah, change is good, but change is not good.
That's right.
Okay. So now, Tina, you said you had a story about infidelity.
Yeah, the early thing. I used to date a guy who would get up early and tell his girlfriend he was going to the gym, but he's actually coming to see me. So that early thing is true.
Okay.
But yeah, he would say, I'm going to the gym, like, 5 in the morning when he didn't have to be at work till like 7. So, yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Now, Casey, you've written thousands of books about this. In your research, what have you found that's kind of different that hadn't been shared yet?
I write it from all angles, but the one thing that people really don't discuss a lot is overcompensating. Your guilty conscience makes you show too much attention to that spouse. And you don't realize it because your guilty conscience is driving your behavior. So you're overcompensating. You're spending more time. You're complimenting them more because you know you've been out here with so-and-so, and your conscience is getting to you. So people don't ever really discuss that part. They talk about the disconnect.
That's a very good point.
But
right. They
don't talk about the overcompensation. So that's a huge one right there.
Almost like the guilt drives them to do more.
And who are we to not want those compliments and those extra dinners and stuff like that? So you don't think anything of it because you're just like, you know, he's paying more attention to me or she's paying more attention to me. That's a good thing. We must be in a good place. And little do you know, they got a whole nother family on another side of town. But, you know, women are emotional creatures. So when we get that overcompensation, we're soaking it up and we don't look at the reasoning behind it.
Wow. Well, we have Vincent on the line from Jonesboro. Vincent, what are your thoughts about infidelity when love turns into lies?
Yeah, lust. That's right, laugh. But that's the reality of all of this here. Want to go with a man, want to go with a woman. I'm 65, okay? I blew mine, lust, 36 years of marriage.
Wow.
Okay? I'm just trying to even get, and then even more, as I hear y'all comments, I listen to you guys, catch you guys a lot, and I hear y'all leave out the equation of even faith. You know, even with a side Christian, you leave that out. You know, that type of morality. You come from this straight point of death to me, just a card now, it's flesh. And if you want to come straight to that point of flesh, then go ahead and talk about the lust, man. Because you're lusting for somebody's flesh, whether it's for a man flesh, man for a man, woman for a woman, okay? Now, so it came down to me. Of course, I'm guilty. You hear me? I'm guilty.
Wow.
And what used to help me in dealing with this manner was in faith, going to sitting down retreats and stuff like this, because it's an ongoing battle, no matter what. It's an ongoing. It's not going to stop racing. I want to be with a man. I want to be with my wife. It's ongoing. Well, we got to go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, Vincent, you're absolutely right. And I want you to stay on the line, because when we come back after the break, we're going into a heartbreak. But I want you to talk more about that. And we will be discussing it in the next break about, is it a moral issue? So coming up after the break, we're asking, are all cheaters, are they just bad people with bad morals?
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Now, before we went to break, we had Vincent on the line. He was saying, yeah, he was a cheater. And he thinks we're glossing over the topic that maybe people cheat because they have no moral values. They have lack of faith and that they're just bad people. Vincent, are you still there?
Don't put no faith off in there. Talk about lust. Y'all come on now. I'm glossing. Y'all glossing. Lust, pleasure. Y'all know y'all, and we enjoy it. Guilty. Okay.
So
bottom line, brother said earlier about taking care of family. That was always my thought, looking out for my family. And I've seen that when I grew up, the guys who did these took care of their family, had a number one family and everything like that. I always wanted a family. I got the family, 5 children, took care of them, everything like that. But I'm telling you, the Bible even says that, look, life is in the blood. And when that blood goes from that top head to that bottom head, everybody loses.
Well, all right.
Real. Oh, wow.
Well, we don't need to talk anymore about which direction right. or where it's, where the blood is coming from. But can I ask you this, Vincent? You openly admitted that you cheated and it was the end of your 36-year marriage.
I'm guilty.
Do you think that makes you a bad person? Do you think that makes you a bad person?
Yeah, I'm a bad person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and my kids suffered through that. They're adults, young adults, and they suffered through that. And we have rehab and through it and stuff. Yes, Brad, I'm guilty. Bad person. Yes.
Wow. Was it a long-term affair or a single night? What was it?
Well, y'all asking all the questions. You made me mess up already, giving my name.
Okay.
They know me out there. They know me out there.
Oh, wow.
Look, yes, it's old wild. Y'all youngsters sitting up in there. I can tell you young, but y'all sit down and look at it for real. Lust. And right or wrong, lust.
All right.
Okay. It carries over to all infidelities, whatever and stuff like that. Lust. The power of love.
Well, we thank you so much. But thank you so much, Vincent. We appreciate your comments, and we think you're a good person, okay?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Bye.
All
right. Have a good day.
God forgives it all, whether y'all do or not. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Well, there he has it. He said that he's a bad person because he cheated. What do you guys think? Do you think people who cheat are bad people? Do you think that they just made a mistake, or are they just morally bad? What about you?
Bad.
Tell us how you feel. So, Tina B, you say that they are bad. So, you were a cheater.
Oh,
you
yeah.
said so. You're a bad person.
I'm not. Let me think for a second.
In that situation, yes.
What do I consider myself a cheater? Hold on. Let me think for a second.
Backpedaling
because I'm getting when I decide to cheat, I'm already out of. My mind, a woman's mind is gone before the actual body is gone.
Agree.
So, agree, right? Mm-hmm. So, I'm already over the relationship when I cheat. But when I'm in it, I don't cheat. But when I make up my mind that I'm done from whatever I done went through with him, then I
So, you're not answering the question. Are you a bad person if you cheat?
Oh, yeah. I consider anybody, yeah, a bad person.
Bad
Either
person.
Way
okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Mr. Allen?
No, I don't consider someone to be a bad person if they cheat.
Because you
no.
cheat. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They chose to make a bad decision, but to just indict somebody's total moral compass based on a bad decision that they made, it's not fair. So, no, I wouldn't consider them a bad person.
Mm. Well, let's see what William from Atlanta, he has a comment about infidelity. William, welcome to the show. What's your comment?
Yes, ma'am. How you guys doing today? That's a great topic. Yeah, I wanted to start this out let me see which way I want to go. Right now, I'm an ordained pastor right now. But in my childhood and coming up as a young adult, it was really hard for me because I had an emptiness in my heart that could not be filled. No matter how much alcohol I drank or women I messed around with or sports I played, it could just only cover the hurt that I had in the inside. And when I was talking to, because I've been married now for 12 years, and I haven't cheated on this wife. You hear what I say, this wife. Mm-hmm. But me and her, we talk a lot, and what came out of the conversation is that when you have the early childhood development stages, and when there's neglect that's there, when a person is supposed to love and nurture you in those early phases in life, what happens is that we grow up scarred, and it leaves an emptiness in us, and we abuse people because we've been abused. And the only thing that turned it around, I mean, I was really in a bad situation because all the women I was messing around and ended up some other things kicked off and I started to seek the Lord. And when I did, he filled me up with his spirit. And I didn't want to do all those things I used to do anymore. And I get high off just getting up in the morning and just seeing the sun in the sky. And I just wanted to encourage those people out there that feel that emptiness inside and can't be filled. There's a person that you could fill, his name Jesus. That's what I have for you guys.
Wow. Well, we love your comment. You're absolutely right. A lot of times people cheat because they're just not happy with themselves. They have their bare layers of issues. that contribute. Yes, some ma'am. some are layers, and some are just lust. Like our previous caller said, they just, you know, they're happy. There may even be in a happy relationship, which I thought was interesting. It was a statistics that said sometimes people cheat. They're happy in their relationship. They have no problem with their spouse. They're just cheaters. Are people is which have to ask me to ask our next question coming into the next break is monogamy unrealistic for some people? Is it just are they just born cheaters? Are you just born to commit infidelity? So we'll be talking about that more coming up after the break. William, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in. If you could, please call back in. If you hear something, you want to share something, we encourage you to call in and give us your thoughts. Thank you so much for your call today.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you guys. All right, bye.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Well, we are back. We're talking about infidelity, and now we're asking, is it unrealistic to expect monogamy? What are you guys' thoughts?
It's not unrealistic to expect monogamy. That's not unrealistic. I'll say that. It's not unrealistic to expect it. Now, will that always happen?
That's a good way of saying it.
Yeah, I think it's an anomaly these days, though. It's not. It's very rare for people, you know, with all of these avenues they have to not be monogamous. It's
right.
Extremely rare to have monogamy. But I do believe that you should expect it if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that anyone should settle just because the expectation is you can't get it. Somebody out there will be monogamous to you.
And when we talk about monogamy, a lot of people think cheating is just physical. But there are so many different types of cheating. Of course, we know the main one a lot of people consider is the physical cheating.
Right.
But you also have emotional cheating,
the worst.
Cyber cheating, and text message cheating.
Yeah.
Sometimes emotional cheating is more impactful than the physical. Mm-hmm. Some of the cases that you've had, Todd, have it always been physical or has it been emotional? And you found out that maybe they haven't even had sex together, but they've been involved in a relationship, an emotional relationship that's destroyed their marriage.
Yes, there are definitely other types other than, you know, like as you pointed out, emotional, financial infidelity. But, you know, there are two types of what I like to call classifications of cheating. One is infidelity and one is adultery.
Okay.
So infidelity is more or less doing something that your partner doesn't approve of, your spouse wouldn't approve of, like maybe having talking hot topics on the telephone between someone else, a work colleague or what have you. And then the adultery part, obviously, is the consummation of sex.
So monogamy is actual an act. It is a choice that you have to make.
Absolutely.
Let's go to our phone lines. We have a call from Miss T. Miss T, what are your thoughts about infidelity, adultery? What are your thoughts? Do you think monogamy is unrealistic?
Well, I am back to the first question on your show about why people cheat. My answer to that was sometimes people cheat because of long-term illness. And, you know, he'd prevent them from being sexual and the other partner, one or the other, the male or the female, which one is not ill, have a tendency to want to desire what he had with his partner. And sometimes that leads to cheating.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's ironic that you're going to share that because that's one of our next questions come up. Is it okay to cheat if your partner stops having sex or let themselves go? So we'll kind of tackle that in the next break. But that was a very good point. What do you think that monogamy, Ms. T? Do you think monogamy is unrealistic? And who do you think cheats more, men or women? We're getting closer to our poll, ladies and gentlemen.
I think who cheats the most is the most ones that's the most the honey.
Okay, so we're getting back to lust. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
hey. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It goes down in the dim. It goes down in the dim.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Love and Relationship with Friends here on 1380 WAOK. And yes, ma'am, it does go down in the DM when you are trying to step out on your partner. That's where sometimes it does start. But now we're talking, once it starts, how does it be restored? Some of you guys say that you've been in a situation in a relationship where infidelity or adultery has been committed by either you or your partner. How did you restore that faith?
I was cheated on and I caught her. And one of the reasons why I stayed because I knew what I was doing. I just never got caught. So I had to put myself in the mental space to say, okay, you know what you did. You really can't say anything. Now, was it easy? Absolutely not. And we stayed together for another year and a half after that. And when we did break up, it had nothing to do with cheating, ironically. So I was able to get over it mentally because I knew what I had done. And it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good. That's when I found out, like, you know, sometimes as men, we don't ever know what it feels like until we feel it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I was able to still stay.
Was trust really still restored? Yeah. Every time you kiss her, you didn't think, she's been kissing that dude.
No. Okay. I just couldn't because I know what I did. I said, well, you got to take this one on the chin.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's not that complicated. It's not about restoring trust. You know, trust is not earned, and that's where a lot of people get sidetracked. They think they have to earn it. They have to do something to earn their partner's trust again. Trust is given. Trust is given, you know, but does your partner deserve your trust?
Mm.
And that's where you've got to work back up to that level. You rebuild tolerance, and you lower your expectations, and that's where you can protect yourself when you're redistributing your trust again back to your partner. But trust is given, and that's what they have to understand first. We have to get to a place to where we can re-give our trust again.
Mm. So it is a process. I know you've written multiple books, Casey Mills, about infidelity trust as well. With your research, what are some of the things that you've learned about rebuilding that trust? Because like Todd says, it's given. It's not earned.
It actually starts with accepting the situation, because so many people, I know people in my lives and family members, they have cheated or been cheated on, and they can't get over it because they can't let it go. So you can't reconnect with that person and saying, we're going to move on past this point, but then every little thing they do, you're throwing that back at them. So if you can't accept it, accept that it happened, and then make the conscious choice to move on from it, you can't rebuild that trust. It's one of those things where you have to actually decide that, okay, it happened and I'm going to put the effort in to move on. Because if you don't, that trust is never going to be there and the relationship won't last, because ultimately what's going to happen is every little thing they do, you're going to go back to, well, you did this, you cheated. And they're going, well, I just went to the grocery store. Well, last time you went to the grocery store, you cheated. So you have to accept it and really accept it and make the conscious effort to move on. And then I feel like you can get to a better place.
Well, you know, when we talk about cheating, sometimes people say they have to cheat or they're forced to cheat. What do you do if your partner stops having sex with you? I know we did a show last month, Boredom in the Bedroom. You know, a lot of people get bored. They stop having sex, or it becomes uneventful, or people let themselves go. They gain weight or they lose too much weight. They just stop being engaged in a relationship. Would it be a pass, in a sense, to cheat? What are your thoughts?
No, heck no. a conversation needs to be had with anything, whether it's boredom in the bedroom, whether it's you've let yourself go, whether it's I'm a vegan now and you eating burgers, whatever it may be, a conversation needs to be had. And it all comes down to communication. Marriage is communication. And if you can't communicate even those things that you're not happy about, you will not make it. And so a conversation needs to be had about what your issues are. And then if you can't come to an agreement on how to move forward, then you don't need to be together. So heck no, it's not a pass.
Mr. Outley and Tina B, what are your thoughts? Is it okay if they start letting themselves go or stop having sex with you?
Okay, when I was married, my husband gained weight. And he kind of let himself go. And I would say, let's go to the gym. You know, I got a membership. We go to the gym. He didn't really want to go. And it was a turn off because he let himself go. He got really big. And, you know, so it's hard because you're not attracted to them anymore.
I don't think no one gets a pass. But as it was said earlier, there has to be some communication. But even more so, listening. Because you can communicate and somebody is not listening. So you will know someone is listening because there will be actions afterwards. So she says, hey, you're gaining weight. Let's go to the gym. And he's actually putting in the effort. That means he's listening to her.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Now, Tina, I know you mentioned you've been on both sides of the fence.
Right.
Were there any situations where you didn't know if you were the private or the public bae?
Yeah. Being a single woman now, I'd be asking guys, are you single? It becomes that situation. You don't know where you stand because you're trying to say, okay, let's keep it private. But then at the same time, it's like, you don't want nobody to know. So it's kind of hard.
Wow. Well, when we talk about investigations, what are the different ways that you catch people?
Tracking.
Like
your
tracking.
Phone.
Really?
Yes. A lot of people don't realize that some of the applications that you put on your phone, you're able to track publicly. I can just drive down the street. If everybody's heard of Waze.
Yeah.
So if you are logged into Waze, I can open up my Waze app and see other people that are logged in that are right around me. It's not... It's not a legal or illegal issue. We very commonly and comfortably open apps and keep them running on our phone. And so investigators have become much more wiser now with the privacy laws that are coming into place. And we're just using simple applications on our phones that we're able to see other people around us and keep up with their whereabouts.
I think to wrap this whole entire show up, in regards to if you can rebuild trust, is monogamy unrealistic? Is it okay if your partner stops having sex? All the questions that we ask, in my opinion, it all comes down to that person. And some people, I believe, are just not natural monogamists. I believe it is just their inclination to always want more, to do more, and to be with multiple people. And they're serial cheaters because of that. And it's like once they free themselves with the truth and actually start living maybe an alternative lifestyle, they're much happier. I don't believe monogamy is for everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.